You're listening to SBS News.
Coming in as the number one ranked side, it's hard to see how the United States can lose any of their Group F matches. They've been widely tipped to easily win the group and to even take out a back-to-back FIFA Women's World Cup title following their victory in 2015. But Team USA coach Jill Ellis says nothing is decided before the tournament begins.
I think coming out of 2015, you know, I just realised that it's okay not to look perfect. It's okay to, to make sure that, you know, your players remain in that bubble, stay focused, and, you know, stay true to who we are and keep the belief internally. So I think that's probably the biggest takeaway, that it's not a straight shot.
The focus for this group will likely be who takes out second spot. SBS commentator and former Matilda Joey Peters holds out hope for South American side Chile, adding that world rankings don't always tell the story.
We recently played Chile and they were certainly higher than you'd say 39, and it's basically because they haven't had that many internationals. So you feel like that is a very, very quickly growing nation in women's football. We know the history in the men's game, so they're very, very good footballers, so we can't discount them.
Chile will also be competing in its first ever FIFA Women's World Cup, so being in France is already an impressive start for the side. Thailand played at its first World Cup in 2015, but didn't advance past the group stage. So, this time round, it will be hoping to do better. But Thailand faces a tough ask, particularly as their first match is against the US. Joey Peters suggests that if teams want to get ahead, they'll need to take advantage of a typically slow start by the Americans.
They don't necessarily get off to the quickest start, US, so this probably suits them even more, but come that knockout round, that's when, you know, they're at their best, and so it'll still be an exciting time to watch this USA team.
Sweden is a likely contender for the number two spot, ranked at number nine in the world. The side's tournament begins with a match against Chile. The Swedes are the second most experienced side in this group and finished second at the 2016 Olympic Games. But Joey Peters believes that while the side should progress to the knockout stage, they aren't likely to go much further. Samantha Veniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.